I'll go to probably about three places to read. But I'm glad to be here this morning. In 1 Peter, fourth chapter, the 19th verse. Therefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to Him in well doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Commit. Commit your souls. Commit us unto Him this morning. In well doing, as a brother talked about all week, well doing. Doing well. Keeping your souls. In well doing, as a faithful Creator. Suffering according to His will. Now, I don't know what His will is next week. But if I will commit my soul, my life, unto Him, according to His will, willing to suffer with Him, in Hebrews, we're just going to take our time. The 6th chapter and the 19th verse. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both surely and steadfast, which is eternal into that within the veil. The hope we have when we commit our souls to Him in well-doing, the hope that we have this morning will hold us for a million years or more. I don't know what I'll face in suffering next week or next year, but if I have my hope and my faith built in Him as an anchor, it'll hold us.
Amen.
Forever. First, we have to be saved. First, we can't get to heaven if we're not got our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We'll not get our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life except we command our souls and our beings to Him in prayer and repentance.
Amen.
Born again. You say, preacher, I want to go to heaven with my family. I want to be there. First, we got to be saved. I'm glad for that day that I'll never forget the day that I prayed that the Lord come and He took my ever sins away. And my hope become an anchor in the Holy Ghost. The plan of God's salvation. Many, many times I've wavered along the way. Many times this ship is reeled and rocked upon the storms of life as we travel from day to day. I'm telling you, the storms of life is great. But we'll not be tossed around. With strange doctrines, if we have our hope rooted and grounded, anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you today that there's not a better feeling in this world than feeling the power in the goodness of God and feeling His presence so near that whenever He comes down through the storm of life, we can feel Him all over us because we've been rooted and grounded. We submitted our beings and that unto Him.
Blessed Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be saved.
Amen.
I'm glad today that I've commended my soul into His care. Keep me, Lord. Root me and ground me in Your love. And I'm glad He's there.
Bless
every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now let's go back just a little bit. We've been saved now. We commended our soul into Him. As in well doing. Doing everything we can do. Jesus said it. Now no man shall pluck you out of my hands.
Right.
We're there. We're rooted and grounded. We give up. And we let the devil. We follow the devil around. And he will take us where we don't want to go. What am I going to do, preacher? Listen, back in James, just a little bit more reading. He said, in the 4th chapter, 7th verse, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Brother, listen, if we're double-minded with the devil, then we're not rooted, we're not grounded, our anchors will not hold us. Brother, listen, whenever we feel cold and indifferent, and we keep our prayers, will not go as high as our head. Brother, then we need to submit ourselves unto the God and draw nigh to Him, and He will. The Bible said that He will draw nigh to us.
Amen.
Only if we submit ourselves unto Him in well doing, command ourselves unto Him for the keeping of our souls. And our hope and our faith in Him will be an anchor forevermore. I'm glad that I have a hope, and there's not enough of devils in hell to cause me to doubt my Savior, because He's brought me over years of trials and trouble. He has brought me through trials and troubles of this world, storms of love which is raging. But the anchor that I hold, brother, is there, and it'll hold me for a million years or more.
Amen.
Safely saved in the arms of Jesus. Ain't you glad that you got your hope in somebody that is able to take you over the storm of life and safely save you and bring you out on the other side?
Right.
It'll be all always be worth all the suffering of this world. My, listen, the devil. I listen today, he can't pluck you out of the hands of God if we got our hope anchored in His love, in His word, in the Holy Ghost. Listen, there's not enough of devils in hell to take us out of the hands of God because He has all power.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Praise God.
My hope is anchored in His love. I'm glad for that this morning. He said, commit yourselves. Submit yourselves unto Him. Cleanse your hands. If we're double-minded, I with the devil, brother, there's still hope. If you think of the devil more, and of the devices of this world, more, and the righteousness of God, then you need to come and submit yourselves unto Him, and you need to have one straight mind, and that is on Jesus.
Amen.
Cleanse your hand, you double-minded. Cleanse your heart. Listen, if there's something there that's not right, the devil's going to take you down to the middle pits of hell. There's still hope. And there's still, if your anchor is not holding you, you may need to get a hold of the right anchor. This old ship is driven with fierce wind. Tossed here and there. Brother, listen. You better get a hold of the right anchor. Listen, which I went to the Calvary. I stay close to the cross. And He will lead you all the way.
Amen.
Brother, it come to sight.
Praise.
If your anchor, how's your anchor this morning? Is it holding you? Is your anchor this morning? Listen, as leading you, guiding you, and holding you steady to the cross this morning as we stand. You need to be saved this morning. He's standing with outstretched arms, asking you to come to Him. If your anchor is not holding you this morning, you need to get a hold of an anchor that will hold you. Listen, the hope is rooted and grounded in the Lord. How about it this morning? If you need a closer walk to the Lord, if you need to come closer to Him, He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Brother, listen, if we are wavering with the devil, we need to come and submit ourselves and that of the righteousness of God, that we might be able to withstand in the evil day in which we're living. How about it? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you feel like you need anchor, a better anchor, what a great day.
Let us, Lord, live with you. Every day, God, we love you this morning.
We're going to pray. Thank you, may somebody else needs to come.
Lord, the Holy Ghost.
Our blessed Heavenly Father tonight, Lord, today is our Lord. Lord, as we know how we pray. Oh, Father, that you would have heard. Lord, as we come to you, Lord, we come to submit ourselves to you, God. Lord, we know that our blessed be to all of this Lord. God, right now we pray. Oh, Father, that you would have. Supply of our need has come before the throne of grace this morning. God, we pray as we command our that of you. Jesus, come help us turn. Yes, Father, and now bless the Lamb of God. Yes, God, ever then. Bless, Lord, we pray. Have your way today, Lord. Take care of the needs you have. Just come before the throne of grace. Oh, Father, God, I pray for the Lord that it be you. We know today that we come close to you, you'll come close to us. Oh, Lord, we have that. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Jesus.
give me strength.
Let's have fellowship. We come to church and the Lord's here. Let's show each other we love each other.
There's room for all.
Amen.
Is there a way to harm to heavy fall?
He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Our Lord, He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen.